This is Stag Radio.
This February the 13th, we join UNESCO and thousands of stations in wishing you a beautiful World Radio Day. New World, New Radio is the theme of this 10th edition. In this year of change and adjustment, UNESCO and your local station are committed to ensuring that radio continues to evolve, to innovate, to connect.
Together, let's celebrate this day on www.worldradioday.org and our social networks, hashtag World Radio Day, hashtag New World, New Radio.
Hello everyone, welcome back live on Stag Radio. I am Jenna Puccini, Head of PR at Stag Radio, and today, as you could hear in the previous message, we are celebrating World Radio Day. Today I am joined for this very special show by Sam, who is our Head of News and Sports. Is that right, Sam?
That is technically right. My title does keep changing, apparently, but that's the simplest way of putting it.
Good. And so for you guys, we put together a super exciting panel of discussion today. In this first hour, we will be joined by members of Raduni Italia, which is basically the Italian SRA. So we have Diana Davide Rossella today. So hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hi there.
Hi. Hello, okay.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, we're really happy to have you on air, even though it's a bit weird because it's all remote and over phone calls, but we will be managing this and hopefully we won't have any more technical problems today.
Don't worry, it's very a pleasure to be here with you today, and happy World Radio Day to everyone.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we are also joined by Jordan, who is the network officer for the SRA and who will be here for the 2 hours to also talk about what student radio is in the UK and kind of how we can compare it to other student radios across Europe. So hi, Jordan, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Jenna. Thanks for having me.
No worries. It's a pleasure. So, should we start the show? I'll let you begin, Sam.
Oh yeah, why not? So I think the simplest question to start off with is what radio stations are you from, respectively?
So should we start with maybe Davide?
Yes. Hi everyone, as I said before, greetings and salutations from Sony Milan. I'm from Radio 6023, Eastern Piedmont University students' own college radio.
Good. And what about you, Rossella?
So I'm from Radiofonica, that is a college radio in the center of Italy, founded by the regional agency that promotes and grants access to university studies in Umbria. Therefore, it is open to the whole population of students, not just those attending university, but also the Conservatory of Music and the Academy of Fine Arts.
That's interesting. So
that
you must
very
have,
cool, yeah.
Yeah, you must have quite a lot of people kind of coming there and offering a variety of show.
Considering the COVID and the pandemic, I'd say no, not so many.
Yeah, sadly the situation.
It's a temporary situation.
Yeah, definitely. And what about you, Diana?
I'm from Foriello Network, which is the web radio of the University of Verona, which has been closed for a while now. So I'm just focusing on my work for Raduni, since I'm the responsible of foreign affairs.
Good. And what about you, Jordan? So I think you graduated, didn't you?
Yes, I'm a graduate. I'm a graduate now, and I was at Fusion Radio, which is up in Northumbria in the northeast. So I lived in the northeast for a good few years, and that's how I got stuck into student radio, hospital radio. Kind of cut my teeth all over, but yeah, now I'm a graduate down in London.
Good. And so, I'm probably also going to ask like a very general question to those who are still in student radio, but can you explain kind of like what does your radio do? What are the projects that you take on? Do you have the responsibility for all the news over campus, or is it just entertainment? How does it work? So should we start with you, Rossella?
Okay. Well, Radiofonica is basically a multimedia lab that trains students in the fields of course, communication and journalism, new media, as well as audiovisual editing. I am a former student of international relations, and I'm now attending the Conservatory of Music. I'm studying electronic music, and it's super cool. And, well, actually, I am the station manager of this college radio. For what concerns the programs and the project, we air a lot of programs, but basically we try to promote students' creativity and, of course, academic activities.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it sounds really interesting. I guess it's quite similar to radios in the UK. We have a sort of like varied program with whatever students want to do. So if they want to do a show about music or a show about sports. Yeah. But I guess Sam would know that better than me because you're organising quite a lot of varied things, aren't you?
Yeah, people just flying forward and back at me. But I think, you know, at the heart of most stations, and I'm sure we'll find that out, is the kind of the variety element on giving people, you know, the voice that they want and the sort of the shows that they want to produce and present.
Yeah, definitely. And so what does it look in Radio 6023 of Università di Piemonte, Davide?
Yeah, so, you know, Radio 6023 was founded 16 years ago. We're entering the Sweet 16 this year.
Oh, we've had a cut. Okay. Are you still here with us, Davide? Still cutting.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine now. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us? Oh, I think we have a bit of a problem of connection here.
Yeah.
Bound to technical problems.
Ooh. Okay, it seems like I'm back. Can you hear me properly?
You are back now, it's fine.
Yeah. It's, you know, technology is always a malarkey. Anyway, as I was saying before, Radio 6023 is going to turn 16 years old this year. We're entering the Sweet 16, and it started as just a bunch of communication students who joined forces with a couple more professors from my university, and they, you know, literally gave birth to this after-class lab.
Oh, it's cutting again. The joys of live radio, really. And remote presenting. Should we let Davide maybe sort his internet problems and go on to you, Diana?
Yeah, sure. I can tell you what our association does, since basically 40 Other Network has been closed, as I said earlier, for almost a year. So we're not doing anything right now, which is a little bit sad, but still, this is the situation and we have just cope with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. So basically, Raduni was born with the aim of creating a sense of community in between the different realities in Italy, because as I said to you, we are an association with more than 30 radios and we're all different between us. So what we do is basically sharing good practices, experiences, and creating a huge, very massive network of people across Italy that have in common the same passion, which is radio. So Raduni has been doing it for 15 years, since it was born in 2006, and through initiatives, collaborations, both at national and international levels, and the Song Festival has always done this for many students. So we even have an annual traveling event held by a different radio in a different city every year. And that is a moment of reflection, training about radio, but it's also the biggest opportunity for our members to meet every year. And that is what makes it so special. But another thing we really rely upon are our four shared editorial staff that are composed by university students and other members of our association. So this staff produces a lot of work about four different topics, which are music, cinema, European politics, and sport. And until now, our work has always been rewarded. For example, I'm just mentioning to you a couple of things. Europhonica, the staff that discuss and talks about European politics, was awarded the Sharman Youth Prize in 2019. Cineuni, the staff about cinema, took part to some important international and national cinema festival. the music staff works hard and has an ongoing show on a web TV, which the staff that talks about sport is preparing a road to Tokyo 2021. So Raduni has a lot of work to do and a lot of people to involve in all these activities.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting. I mean, it sounds like you have such a variety of projects.
Yes, it is. And our biggest aim is to involve as many people as possible and to try to put all the skills that these people have together to create a very unique reality, which is Raduni, which different people from different corner of Italy that actually can use their different backgrounds and skills to put on something amazing and that until now has done very, very good work in the field of communication in Italy and even, of course, of radio.
Yeah, it does sound really exciting. I mean, it kind of makes me think about the work you guys do at SRA, isn't it, Jordan?
Yeah, exactly. It's great to hear, you know, about kind of the other organisations around the world kind of trying to do a similar thing and seeing how, you know, the differences in this student media landscape.
Yeah, definitely. I think also, like, I mean, for myself, not coming from the UK and having grown up in France, I mean, between France and Italy, I didn't even know that radios and like uni radios were a thing. It was kind of like more obvious in England because we have like those big campuses. It's a bit like, you know, American style. So you have like the different radios and TVs. But it's also great to hear that in other countries, there are the same setups and the same opportunities for students to also kind of develop this side of their passion for media. So yeah, it is great to hear. Do we have Davide who's back?
Hopefully.
Yeah, you're back. Okay. Yeah, sorry you cut a bit earlier. Did you want to finish what you were saying about your radio?
Yes, if my internet connection allows me to, of course. But long story short, what was I saying is that whenever someone joins Radio 6023, we try to provide them with, you know, we could call it vocational training in communication, so to say, so that, you know, they can learn how to lead an interview with someone on the phone or even in a flash, as well as, you know, being able to produce their own pieces of content. But first and foremost, we want them to feel as if they were part of a big loyal family, and this is the way I felt these past 4 years, and I couldn't change it for anything in the world. But I'd like to add just one more thing, and which is that what we do, you know, as far as shows and programs are concerned, can be divided into two big chunks. First of all is, you know, our daily live broadcasted radio show, which is called Good Morning Lab, and we also have an afternoon installment. You guessed it, it's called Good Afternoon Lab.
And yeah.
This is totally produced by our active speakers. And I've got to give them a massive shout out also because we were lucky enough to keep the whole thing running throughout the multiple lockdowns we experienced last year. And we purchased them, we supplied them with this little stay-at-home radio speaker kit composed of, you know, a pair of headphones, a microphone and all the cables to hook it up to the audio device and stuff to record. And they were able to keep doing it just from the comfort of their bedroom. And then we've got other, you know, shows spanning specific topics aimed at highlighting what, you know, our local territory has to offer as far as music and cinema and tourism is concerned. And then we've got our shows. Last thing, I'd like to give a massive shout out to our staff member, Benjamin Cookie, who brought home the European Citizens Prize just the other day through his podcast, Le Voci della Memoria, which I couldn't recommend following enough because it's a really emotional journey, a recollection of memories he and his guests embarked on after they had visited the concentration camp up in Auschwitz.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like you're doing a lot of exciting projects. And I think, I don't know about you, Sam, but I find it very inspiring to hear what everyone is doing across all over Europe.
No, absolutely. I think the sort of the emphasis on, you know, everyone's talking about, you know, how we're trying to enable people, you know, especially, you know, mentioning the other day, the idea of making sure the show's gone through lockdown, because you've given people those skills and you've, when you provide them with the kit, you know, it can just keep going. And I think that's one of the actually the huge parts of student radio isn't just giving people a good time. It's, you know, enabling them to, you know, continue this, you know, as a career, as something they can do throughout their lives. And I think it's great that we now, you know, we're seeing and hearing student radio, you know, across the continent, you know, are giving people those opportunities, not just at uni, but, you know, enabling them to go off and do it, you know, for however long they want to.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, and I think it's really nice to hear about. So, yeah, should we continue with the list of questions that you had, Sam?
Oh, definitely. So next up is, what is your sort of personal radio experience? You know, what was radio meant to you?
Who wants to give it a start? Should we start with, should we go back on the English side and start with Jordan, maybe?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I always love an opportunity to talk about myself. But so I guess, yeah, for me, student radio and media was a great, was something that, oh, so cringy, but really changed my life, because I was studying electrical engineering at university. So I was very much planning on, you know, becoming an engineer and that just kind of being my life. And I started doing student radio, student media. I went to an SRA conference, and it just became this hobby that slowly evolved. And I remember having this point, that really strange conversation with myself, where I was like, okay, like, at what point is radio going to stop being a hobby and start being like, is this actually going to be your thing now? And I did some work experience and I was like, yeah, like, actually, I really think I want to go ahead with this. And that was all down to student radio, giving me that kind of testing ground for finding that passion for it. And I then ended up, when I graduated, I moved down to London and I worked as a radio plugger, which is a really strange role, but that means I worked for record labels, essentially helping get their songs onto radio playlists. So that was a job that involved having a lot of passion and information about radio. And now I actually work at a record label. So I work at Def Jam full time, doing all their promotions. And that's like, you know, I applied for that and on my CV, they're like, you studied electrical engineering. Like, how did you get here? And like, you know, I literally work with Stormzy because of student radio. So like, I can't be a bigger enough fan of not the opportunities it provides so much as like that place to like, really, it's gonna sound so cringe, but like, learn a lot more about yourself and actually what you're passionate about, because so much university is about drinking and about studying that you don't actually get that time to ever stop between all that and figure it out maybe what you actually enjoy and what you want to be doing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I can definitely relate to that, because I study vet med, which has nothing to do with radio, and I still end up doing radio. So, you know, who knows where life brings you. And it's always interesting to hear about the very different path in life that people can take. So should we ask next, maybe Rosella, what is your personal experience in radio? How did you come to that role today?
To summarize this in very few minutes, but basically what you can say is that it started as a stage at university, and then it turned it into a proper job. So actually, yeah, I am working as a station manager. I'm paid for doing what I do. And as I mentioned, I was studying international relations, that has nothing really to deal with radio in general. And I approached radio just because I was interested in news. So I wanted to be a journalist and talk about international things. But then it turned into something else. from an hobby, it really turned into a job opportunity. And as I graduated, they offered me a contract. So I said, okay, great. Yeah, definitely. And well, that's how it went for me. And actually now I'm trying to train myself because I do really think there is a world to discover in radio, in this panorama. And I decided to enroll to the Conservatory of Music and study electronic music just because I do really love sound design and the way music and sound could evoke, I don't know, feelings, moods. And this is so special, really. It's a way to tell a story that is totally different from what I've always done. You don't have to write nothing. You don't have to shoot. It's just something you feel and you hear. And I find it very, very powerful.
Yeah, it's a very interesting path. And I think to a certain degree, Sam, you can relate to it because you're also very interested in news.
Well, yes, I am also a politics and international relations student, so I can see the parallels quite clearly.
It sounds like a very similar story here.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like reincarnation in the world.
And so, what about you, Diana? So, what is your, you know, your personal experience, your path that led you to where you are today?
Well, my path that led me to radio is very weird because I actually joined the university web radio randomly. Basically, I read this a post on a Facebook group one day. I read it, and since I'm really shy, I was like asking myself a lot of questions about if joining or not to the university web radio, because talking to other people, to people I don't know, it was really a huge thing for me. So from day to night, I just decided to join them. And here I am, 4 years later. I've done a lot of experience. Actually, my first live experience, like live broadcasting, was in Edinburgh during my Erasmus year at Fresh Air. Yeah. So when I had to choose the topic of my show, I was like thinking about what I really loved about doing it for the Yala Network. And it was basically talking and working on independent Italian music. So that how my passion for music actually was born. And then I decided to enter the board of the association, and here I am. And I never got bored of that.
Yeah, that's also interesting. It's nice to see how everyone was probably doing different things, but for some reason we still got to do radio. It's quite interesting. And so, Davide, what is your personal experience?
So, long story short, I had been doing radio activities for a couple of years. By the time I knew about Radio 6023, and I straight out of the gates wanted to, you know, be part of them and to see what they were about. But I was a bit on the fence about, you know, joining it because, you know, when you don't know whether you may be up or not for the task. But the thing that really drew me to them was this picture I saw on Facebook one day, and depicting, of course, them in the studio. And then I saw this massive John Belushi poster from National Lampoon's Animal House movie. And I said to myself, this is a sign from the sky, because Animal House also happens to be one of my top five movies ever. So I had to go meet them, and you know, I'm not regretting the choice for anything in the world. It was just like the beginning of something which I think was and still is probably the best experience in my whole life, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Yeah, I think most of us can say the same thing here.
Yeah.
And so to talk a bit more generally about student radio in Italy, maybe that's more a question for Diana because you're in Raduni Italia, but like, what is the place of a student radio in Italy? Like, is it, you know, very present on campuses? How is it run? Is it only run by students or is it run by staff members? So how does it work?
Well, as I said, we're association composed by many different radios. So there are radios managed by the universities, so members of the university staff, or ran by associations made only by students, so they manage to do everything. Or in case of just the case of Rosella's radio, some radios are managed and ran by equal access to education units that provide them support both economically and with the studios and everything. So actually it depends on every reality. So you were mentioning before the campus life that you have in the UK and that I experienced also, but actually in Italy it doesn't work exactly like that. So the radio's activity blends one way or another to the student's life. So it depends on depends on who runs the radios, and there is very often a collaboration between the university radio of any city and the other realities whose activities involve are made or are aimed at students. So actually it depends on every radio we're talking about. Like, for example, I can talk about our radio in Verona. So we've had the same station manager for years. He was one of the founders and was in charge of basically everything. So he had kind of some support from the communication office, but he was in charge of everything. And he just had some support of the interns when it was the case, and of the volunteers that are a fundamental part of our radio, because it's basically just him and us, which are volunteers.
Yeah, it's quite interesting to see how you guys do it, because I mean, Jordan, tell me if I'm mistaken, but I think radio, I mean, at least the radios that are part of the SRA are only student radios, aren't they?
Yeah, so we've always, it's only student radio, only university radio, really, though we've always had the kind of the idea and the intention is we would love to eventually help broaden that scope to sixth form colleges, like, you know, colleges for like 16 to 18 year olds as well, just to kind of help maybe, you know, because you do get a few of those and help them develop a little bit earlier. But really, yeah, we are pretty much entirely just campus based universities.
Yeah, and I mean, I think for most campus based universities, they're fully ran by students, for students. So it's a bit of a different way to run it. I mean, in my personal experience, sometimes it's a bit complicated with students only running it. It's interesting to see the differences between the different countries. It's definitely enlightening. What do you think about that, Sam? Oh, sorry.
Now, if I may add something about college radios in Italy, it's definitely a kind of phenomenon that is really younger than in Italy than in UK.
Yeah.
I mean, something that has spread beginning from the late 90s. So it's very recent. And maybe this is why we do not have this background, this idea of a college. The activity of students are really diffuse, and they are present in the city, and therefore there is this interaction, constant interaction, not just with students but also with other youth associations and other outside, because the universities blend within the city. There is no campus.
Yeah, and I think that's what's interesting, because there's this direct contact with the everyday life, whereas I think for anyone who's studied in the UK, it's true, in your first year when you live on campus, you spend your life on campus, so you could be cut from the rest of like the society quite easily. And that's why I guess it's like a bit more niche maybe sometimes in the UK.
Yes, basically in Italy, the campus life is actually the everyday city life. So actually you're just into the city.
Yeah.
You live there. So university is just, you know, something at the border. You actually live the city and experience it altogether with the university life, of course.
Which is nice because it's like it kind of broadens probably your experience during university, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice. Sam, do you have any other question that you wanted to ask?
Well, I think just commenting on that, you know, the idea of, you know, the difference between like campuses, of course, in, I think the interesting thing comparing it to UK student radio is, of course, you do have this constant turnover. You know, every year there's a new committee, you know, there's a new station manager, you know, maybe one or two people will stay in their roles, or one or two people who are sort of leaving uni may fill a role temporarily. But of course, you know, it's different in the fact that even in the big cities in the UK, the universities are all, you know, based on, and, you know, they, you know, all students are still squashed into certain areas or certain, you know, little parts of the city or town. So I think it's interesting, you know, how it compares in that, you know, very few people in the UK, you know, just random people would go, you know, I'm going to tune into a student radio station. So I think it's something interesting to, you know, think about, you know, moving forward in the UK. Where is that something that, you know, UK radio stations might start going down, thinking, how can we appeal to a sort of a wider sect? Can we start becoming not just a student radio station, but a radio station that, you know, people in the local area think, you know, this is my radio station as well. You know, I want to tune in and listen to this.
Yeah, I think it's definitely an interesting thing to talk about, and also to touch upon the fact that we change committee every year. I think that's like probably one of the hardest things because it's very hard to have a continuity on projects because every year we find ourselves, we have to retrain the person into the role, and then they can do the role, but by the time they're trained, they have less time to do it. So it's always a bit hard to have new people coming in every year and kind of making them aware of everything we've been doing, everything we're still doing, how to make the radio evolve. And that's probably where we're like more into a traditional way, in brackets, to like do radio, because it's very much kind of like it didn't really evolve, I guess. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely some very, very interesting lines of thought. And I think, I don't know about you guys, but I think it was like very inspiring to hear about all your different path and like different experiences. Weirdly enough, I think all of us didn't study towards radio, but for some reason we ended in radio, which is also quite nice to see how different events in life can bring you to a certain experience. So yeah, is there anything else you want to finish on, Sam?
Well, I think if we've got a few minutes left, I think one final question that'd be nice to go around is sort of, you know, considering, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll soon be leaving this pandemic, what's your hope for the future of, you know, student radio, maybe in Italy, and maybe Jordan can say what he wants to see, you know, future student radio in the UK?
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting to think about kind of the, sorry, I'm trying to think about this, but it's like when we talk about the size of some of these stations, maybe even the listenership, because there are some stations, for instance, I came from a station which, to be honest, was really small, with a very inexperienced committee. To be honest, not many people were really listening. But what made that so fun was then that was no, there was no better creative freedom and also just straight baptism of fire than actually it, that kind of being the case. But obviously, looking at the growth of things like small scale DAB, getting technical now, but you know, it is great when you see those. We have a few student stations that are on FM and that are also serving as community stations, and it would be great to see actually if that could become more of a thing going ahead, because then that just gives more experience to students. So I don't know kind of what the angle to go about it is in, do we try and maybe make student stations that are more kind of catered towards students, which is a really stupid question, but therefore increasing that campus listenership, or actually should we be shifting them more to be essentially functioning community stations where we're tapping into that local community? Because obviously student communities and normal communities are different things. So it's something that I don't really have the answer to, but I think there are some cool ways where we could aim of growing it in the future.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that because I think for us, it's the same thing. Stag Radio is not the biggest radio out there in the UK, and seeing it grow and like maybe become something a bit more of a community radio would be very nice, I guess. And maybe Diana, do you want to say like what you hope student radio will become in the future for Raduni Italia, maybe?
Well, I really hope that. Especially after this weird and particular moment we've been living for such a long time. I still can't remember even when it started and how it was before everything. But I really hope that everyone can actually value the educational and social and even, I don't know, and the importance that university radios and student radios have in Italy and had during this period, because some radios and some stations really just worked from home with just headphones and everything and created something amazing. So radio is evolving, and I think university radios is really the future. I mean, it's always been the future, but right now more than ever we should actually recognize it at both at a national level in Italy but even internationally.
Yeah, I think it's definitely interesting because, as you said, even if we were in the middle of a pandemic, so many people have continued to do podcasts from home, have continued to do small videos, and even some stations could broadcast from like remotely, as you said, Davide, like all the packages that you sent to students. I thought it was like really nice to, you know, give this opportunity. So I think we showed that we had this capacity of doing so much, and hopefully when the pandemic will not be there anymore and we won't have those restrictions, we'll be able to do even better things. So I guess it's definitely nice to end up on such a positive message, isn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
So yeah, I think we're coming to the end of this interview, but thank you so much again. I really loved that show. I think it was very inspiring to hear a bit about those different experiences. So thank you again to Diana Rossella and Davide from Raduni Italia. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for hosting us.
Thank you. And thank you, Jordan. We will be back with Jordan and Sam just in 20 minutes with French people this time who are part of... who are part of Radio Campus France. So it's the same, but it's French version. So we'll see if they have different experiences and what does student radio in France look like. So yeah, for now, you enjoy this song, Never Let You Go by Georgia. And we will be back at 5:40. See you then.